This is an ABC podcast.
Fierce.
Girl power. Girl power.
This is the story of the girl who climbed big rocks, Andrea Ha. Written and read by 13-year-old Lily Geach.
Andrea Ha was not exactly your typical 8-year-old. She was a gymnast, a serious, competitive, high-level gymnast. While other kids were sleeping, playing with toys or watching TV, Andrea was practicing her flips, front tucks, and floor routines. She trained at the Victorian Institute of Sport 34 hours a week. 34 every week. Nothing could stop her. Nothing except an injury.
Ouch.
Gymnasts' careers often didn't last beyond their late teens. And at 16, some said Andrea had burnt out. But Andrea knew there were plenty of other sports where she could shine. The Institute helped her find a new way to sparkle. She tried aerial skiing. No, too cold. She tried Cirque du Soleil. No, too theatrical. Trampolining? No, too bouncy. Diving? No, too splashy. Nothing felt quite right. Nothing until she tried rock climbing. It was just the right mix of action and adventure. And Andrea was good. Her gymnastics training hadn't gone to waste. Her strength, flexibility, and determination made Andrea and rock climbing a perfect match. She climbed and climbed and climbed some more. Ten years later, she found herself standing at the base of an almost 300-metre cliff face, Ozymandias, on the side of Victoria's Mount Buffalo. Ozymandias is one of the toughest rock climbs in Australia. It was named after a poem about leaders falling from power, because that's what happened to most people who tried to climb Ozymandias. They fell. If anyone did make it up Ozymandias, they usually did it with a lot of equipment. Not Andrea. She decided she would free climb Ozymandias. That meant she relied only on her body, no rock pegs for help. Yikes. Andrea dusted her hands with chalk and attached the rope firmly to her harness. The sheer, steep rock face loomed above her. Cracks and juts in the stone were her only hand and footholds. She took a deep breath. It's time to climb, she told herself. And that's what she did. She climbed and climbed and climbed some more. Yes! Andrea didn't just reach the top of Ozymandias. She became the first person in the entire world to reach the top of Ozymandias unassisted in one day on the first attempt. But Andrea wasn't going to stop there. Ozymandias was classed as a grade 28 climb. That meant it was among the toughest of the tough. Yet the following year, Andrea wanted a tougher challenge. The climb was called Tiger Cat, a colossal rock face in the Blue Mountains. No female could ever climb Tiger Cat. It's a grade 33. Andrea knew they were wrong. She was up to the challenge. As a light breeze blew through her hair, she pulled on her climbing shoes. She stared up at the cliff. She was ready. She clapped her hands as the excess chalk floated to the ground. Then she climbed. She climbed and climbed and climbed some more. It took days. Every day she got closer and closer to the top. Yes! Andrea didn't just reach the top of Tiger Cat. She became the second Australian woman to sport climb a grade 33 and the first to do so in Australia. Months later, she became the second woman to ever conquer the world-famous climb known as Punks in the Gym. a grade 32, at the back of Victoria's Mount Arapiles. She was smashing barriers all over the place. No mountain was too high, no obstacle was too tough. When Andrea found out about a new TV show coming to Australia, where competitors had to complete a giant obstacle course, she knew it was for her. Andrea was accepted to compete in the first season of Ninja Warrior. Go, Andrea, go! She sped through the course until she reached the final obstacle, the warped wall. No Australian woman had made it up the wall, and it took 6 seasons for a woman to make it to the top in the American version of Ninja Warrior. It was a tall, curved black wall that she had to run up and climb over. It towered above her, tall and imposing like so many of the cliffs she had scaled as a rock climber. She took off, but she couldn't quite reach the top. She tried again. She could see the top just beyond the reach of her fingertips. Nope. She had 3 chances. She tried again. Almost there. But nope. The horn blared. She'd had her 3 goes. Despite not making it up the wall, Andrea had been good enough to make it to the semi-finals. She was determined to reach the top this time. When she faced the warped wall again, Andrea's heart was pounding. She had a fierce flame of determination burning within her. Andrea! Andrea! The crowd was calling her name, chanting, willing her to make it. Andrea backed up and wiped the bottom of her shoes with a cloth. She stared the wall down. I can do this, she told herself. Andrea ran. She sprang upwards and thrust her arms forward. Her fingers locked around the top of the wall as the crowd screamed and applauded. Andrea heaved her body over the top. Yes! She had done it. News of Andrea Ha's achievements spread across the globe, but she didn't like all the first woman titles. I don't like how it's implied that things are always harder for females, she said. Andrea had confidence in herself, and she always knew that a woman could be just as strong as a man. I'm Lily, and I'm 13 years old. Thanks for listening to this story about Andrea Ha. I wrote this story because Andrea Ha is really amazing. She's an awesome rock climber and I love rock climbing just like her. She scaled the barriers that society has put up for women and she's a huge inspiration to me.
Roll the credits. This special series of Fierce Girls is produced by a bunch of fierce women and one awesome guy. This story was written by a fierce girl, Lily Geach. Our producer is Emma Gibbs. Script editor is Samantha Turnbull. And Mark Don is our audio engineer, who puts in cool sound effects like this one. The executive producer is Justine Kelly. Kelly Reardon is the boss, who lets us make fierce podcasts like this one. Fierce Girls is a production of ABC Audio Studios. To hear more stories about other fierce girls, go to the ABC Listen app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, keep being fierce.